Listen up, Slappies. That's right. The Last Outlaw. Double J, Jeff Jarrett here. That's right. That's J-E-double-F-J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's Double J, Jeff Jarrett. The world's greatest singer. The world's greatest entertainer. And you absolutely know the world's greatest wrestler. And at this time, I'd like to welcome you, that's right, to the Kick It Out podcast. And it's hosted by none other than three absolutely diehard AEW fans. That's right. It's Tanner Lee. It's Austin Shepherd, and it's Paul Zartman. Folks, buckle up. It's going to be a hell of an episode. And oh, I've got one last thing to say. One on all you folks. Choke on that, you bunch of slap nuts.
One, two, kicking out a brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. What's going on, KOP Nation and AEW sickos? It is Saturday night. It's August 29th, 2026. We're on the heels of AEW All In London 2026. Main card kicking off tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The pre-show is kicking off before then. I don't
11.
Know exactly what time. 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. AEW yeah.
No,
equivalent.
P.m. It's going to come on after.
Just doing my duties here, workhorse. But AEW's equivalent to WrestleMania, their biggest show of the year. I'm fired up. Co-host Paul the Workhorse Zartman's in the house. He's fired up. Our other co-host, Main Event Shep, a.k.a. Austin Shepherd, will be joining us momentarily. We are ready to rock and roll tonight with our main card match picks and confident points. But Paul, how pumped are you for All In?
I am stoked. No pun intended.
No pun. I always get fired up for AEW pay-per-views, right? But this one, I don't know if it's earlier start time. I don't know if it's the build this year, just in particular some of the matches, but I'm jacked.
The fact that there was a huge fire just, you know, a couple blocks away, like 2 days ago. That just shows that this is a hot event.
Yes, sir, indeed. A tough card to predict, though, I thought. I've got to say, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still confident. I'm still confident the KOP predictions title isn't going anywhere. But am I clamoring for a perfect card ahead of time? Absolutely not.
Okay. No, Mr. Perfect Card.
No, Mr. Perfect Card. Most likely. Sean Martin on YouTube. What's going on, Sean? Both of you to counter program collision. Have to have one ear on you and one on them. I have it over here on my TV. It's muted, but I do have it on. So
I almost turned it on behind me, but I was like, I don't want to fight with it tonight.
I don't know how many newsworthy items will come out of a collision tonight. So we're taking our chance here. Usually, and we've been doing a lot of our predictions for pay-per-views on Fridays, but, oh, great. Can you still hear me?
I can still hear you, okay, but I can no longer see you.
All right, well.
This is what we get for counter-programming collision.
Yes, and like I was trying to say as I put this title down and try to fix my camera, we usually go live Friday nights with our predictions, but football season started now and everything, so.
And it was a big local event, so it kind of got pushed back, unfortunately.
All right, let's see what's going on with my camera here.
While you do that, I do want to make a correction on something you said, because you said we were going to be making our main card predictions, and in all honesty, I think for the first time since we've done a three-man predictions, we're predicting, as of the starting of this podcast, every match scheduled on the card.
You're not wrong. I think the pre will change tonight on Collision, but you're not wrong.
Yeah, but as of 8:36 p.m. Saturday, August 29th, we have every match.
You are not wrong.
Welcome in, Shep. Welcome in.
Wait a minute. We're doing the freaking burner show.
The trios match with, you know, like 17 trios teams involved. And
Jesus Christ. Really? I got to redo this. Whose idea was that?
The champs.
Paul's.
I don't hold gold. It was the champion's idea. Hey, there he is. I can see him again.
I think my webcam was unplugged a little bit. Am I sounding okay?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, because I know once in a while if my camera goes out, I reconnect, my audio gets wonky. So
all right, nope. Cool. Sounding good, man. Sounding good.
Cool. 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 Cool.
All right.
Well, Shep doesn't pay attention to our group chat, or he would have known yesterday that we were doing the trio.
I picked it. Gosh, dang it. I've been busy. Gosh, dang it. I got two guys out. I got two guys out on vacation. I actually had to fucking work. It sucked balls. I couldn't play golf. Fuck. I know you guys feel bad.
Welcome to KOP, the explicit.
You know, you make it sound like that's so bad.
No. No.
Yeah. You made a shirt, Shep.
You made a shirt over it, Paul.
I didn't make a shirt over it. Tanner made a shirt over it.
Oh wait. What? You know what? Way to pass the buck.
I'm just being honest.
I'll start calling you John Stockton, you little fucker.
Oh.
Like first toddy of the night.
Shep's in a rare mood tonight, folks.
Hey, first drink of the day. That tells you anything. It's been a fucking day.
It's been a hell of a week.
Come on, slap nuts. Let's get this game going.
Let's get this going.
We not live?
So.
We are live?
Yeah, we're live.
We've been live.
Oh, I missed the opening?
We've been killing minutes for till you joined. Jesus. Oh,
I was waiting for the slap nuts opening. That's why I called Paul and you guys slap nuts.
I just thought you were just calling us slap nuts. I mean, we've been called worse.
Well, yeah. Not like live broadcasting. Slap nuts.
Sure.
Could all be right, worse, Chef. So you could have a cold sore.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I don't have herpes. I mean, I've done some dirty, dirty things in my life, but I still ain't got no herpes.
I didn't get to get him fired up last week. I got to do it tonight.
What am I missing? Tanner, do you have a cold sore that's blocked by the mic?
Jesus, Shep.
what am I missing?
You remember our old opening with LaGreca? Come on, Shep. Good God, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because Mrs. LaGreca's pierogi was bad.
Oh boy!
Remember,
he got
pissed when somebody talked about a pierogi. Well,
that was back in the good old days, Shep, when we listened to that program.
Yeah. That pierogi gave him a cold sore.
Yeah,
that's for life.
Violetta
for life.
For life. doing something different tonight for the order in which
are
we predict. Matches.
Are you thinking about Violetta's pierogi right now?
I absolutely am not. Paul might be, but I am not. No. I moved on.
That looks like an old catcher's mitt.
Paul, you started this. This is all your fault. So
I know.
Oh, God. I haven't started drinking yet.
I got a randomizer here tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, whoever it lands on gets to pick which slot they want. For every match.
So are we sponsored by we're sponsored by
No, it's just a goddamn website, Jeff. Good God.
Hey, I was trying to give him a shout out, get a extra buck. So here we go.
No free ads. So if it lands on me, if I want pick number three for all the matches, I say three, then I respin with you two. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Makes sense. I'll just spin it.
He's trying to cheat, is what I'm hearing.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, let's go. Oh!
Paul, what do you want? Pick one, two, or three for every match.
This is the only thing Paul's ever won in his life.
Thanks. Because of that, I'll go two.
All right.
Gee, that was an easy one.
Well, you know, since I am the champ and I get ridiculed and accused of cheating, I will go one every match. So, Shep, your third.
Okay.
There we go.
Just laying in the weeds like a gazelle.
Like something. I would not put you and gazelle in the same sentence.
Oh, but we move the same. Just ask the ladies in the bedroom.
You sound like Ricochet, your boy.
Ah, fuck him.
I did it for the Rock.
I did that for the Rock. But since I'm going first, I'll let one of you two pick which match we're predicting first. But I mean, really, there probably is one match we should.
Wait a minute. I thought Paul gets to go first.
He picked that he's going second every time. Oh, in predictions.
That's just
hey, Isaac, what's going on?
Hi, Isaac.
That's just who's in order.
Yeah, for the predicting each match, Shep. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Shep.
We'll let Shep pick the first match.
Well, there should be an obvious first one we do, but go ahead, Shep.
Yeah, let's see if Shep picks the obvious first one.
He won't.
No, I'm not. I'm going with the AEW World Tag Team Championship match.
Actually, I do.
Cajun Cope versus the Young Bucks.
I actually do think that will be the first actual card on the main or match on the main card. So, All right. I got to get my overlay up here again. Mm-hmm. All
push
right.
The right buttons.
Yeah, get a new mouse. A lot of buttons to push. All right. I haven't wavered from. It's all part of the show, man.
You like the show? It's all part of the show.
I am taking the Bucks of Youth, the Young Bucks, for 5 confident points. Man, I'm not mad about this match. I've enjoyed the build, even though I wish there was a little more hostility between two teams and not just Christian kind of mad at the Bucks. I didn't really like Cope teaming with the Bucks the other night and all wearing the same colored matching gear. But one thing I still wish this would have been a multi-team match. FTR, Motor City Machine Guns, who haven't had a match yet in AEW, don't know what that's about. But going with the Bucks, 5 confident points.
Well, that's because aren't the Machine Guns, aren't they out doing stuff with their bands or something?
No idea.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard that somewhere.
Right. I have no idea.
I had something else I was going to say. Oh, FTR won gold today.
Oh, did they win today? Okay.
Yes. Tonight. Yes. They're the British United Undisputed. I don't know. Something.
I still think there's a chance they show up tomorrow.
But I'm right there with you. And I think, with the Young Bucks winning, we'll start to see the demise of Cajun Cope, but I've got 6 confidence points on the Bucks of Youth.
6 on the Bucks.
Well, I fall in suit with you boys. I'm not that confident as you guys, and I think FTR shows up in this match and maybe plays a factor in it. I do have the Bucks, but I only have them for 4.
4, 5, 6. I mean, it wouldn't 7. Shock me if Cope and Cage win, and we get another match between these guys. Maybe more teams evolved it all out. But I just feel like Cope and Cage being the vets, they're going to put the Bucks over.
And, I mean, we can still run this back at All Out and throw FTR in, even if the Bucks win this. Yeah.
Sean Martin saying Cage and Cope win. Could be right.
I don't know. I see both sides, but if I'm planning for the future, this is how I plan.
Have you guys liked this build, though, to this match, or no?
Yeah, I have. I have, and like you said, it's been a lot of Cope, and Cage has just been that asshole in the weeds. And I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Christian or Cage teaming with the Bucks last week on Dynamite, and you know, you said you had him in the weeds over here just watching with his wrist brace that I don't think is actually a wrist brace, but whatever that thing is.
Right.
Mama Wayne caused it.
She puts a brace. She puts a brace. She puts a brace somewhere else on me, big dog.
That's not called a brace. All right.
Next match.
Champ, you want to go or you want me to pick the match?
Go ahead, Paul. I think we're on the same wavelength here for this one. But
I hope so, because it's the one that's I don't even care of any other match. This is the hardest to predict. And that is the 75 million trio tag team championship match.
The Trios Roulette Royale for the AEW World Trios Championship. We have a lot of different teams here. We have Hangman Page and Brodito as the champs defending against the Bang Bang Gang, Colton, Austin Gunn, and Jay White, not Juice Robinson, the Conglomeration, Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, the Death Riders, Pac, Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, The Demand, The Dogs, and a wild card entrant. Who could that be?
I got the Shield for 14 points. Wait, that ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work.
Not quite.
Okay.
Well, I think it's an awful kept secret. I think it's gonna be Swerve Strickland, Kofi, formerly known as Kofi Kingston, and Austin Creed, formerly known as Xavier Woods. This match kicks off the pre-show, but it sounds like it's going to blend into the main card. If I'm Tony Khan, I have three or four teams make their entrance on the pre-show. It cuts to, you know, the legal jargon, blah, 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 for AEW. We get into the main. Swerve comes out, followed by the New House? Day or whatever they're gonna called. That's how you kick off the show. So if he does it that way, I do think he will get a few more buys. Mm-hmm. Than he would if he just gets out on the pre-show. There's going to be a lot of backlash if that's how they debut in AEW's on the pre-show.
Yeah. Well, that's better than fucking chocolate chip cookie chunk on the pre-show.
He'll be on there tomorrow.
Hey.
I bet it's announced tonight.
Collision's not over yet, man. It is not over. Collision's not over yet.
Going on right now.
He's not going to be on there.
I bet he will.
You gave your pick, but no confidence points, Tanner. Come on, champ.
I didn't even pick yet. My guy.
You didn't even pick.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting there. I'm building it up, Paul. Long-term storytelling, Paul. Come on.
What?
This one is actually tough for me to predict. I got two confident points on it. Ooh. I hate that they're constantly hot potatoing the Trios titles. I think it happens again. I think Swerve, Kofi, and Creed are your new Trios champs.
How many points?
Two.
So, yes, worst kept secret in all of pro wrestling history.
Maybe not history, but pretty bad.
Well,
CM Punk's was pretty bad. His debut at AEW.
This is almost as bad.
Fair.
Especially, you know, SRS and Fightful breaking the news that they are in fact All Elite and are expected to debut tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Swerve, Kofi, and Creed as well, for one confident point.
I have the wild card team. Whoever that is, I have him for 1 point.
That's fair. I almost picked the champs to retain.
Now, hold on. Hold on a second here, boys. You guys.
Hold on, brother.
Were specific on who your three people are.
And I'm sticking with that.
And I said wild card.
okay, if it's Swerve Strickland, the Rizzler, and Big Boom AJ, and they win, you get the point.
And you guys don't. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there. I took the wild card team for one
or
point.
If it's you guys Jurassic were... Express, it's its entirety. You get the points.
Yes, because you guys would root for Marco Stunt.
Tanner would.
Pluggo should have punched him. Pluggo should have punched him.
Tanner's taller than Marco Stunt.
I am taller than Marco Stunt.
Barely.
Hey, I mean, a win's a win, man.
Yes.
So, okay, we know, before we go any further here, I want to talk about this. Because I actually almost went with the dogs, but I changed it. I went, there's too much around it. If they don't put it on these guys,
Sean Martin's going with the embassy wins. That'd be cool if that's what they call themselves.
And that was going to be my question. Oh. We know they filed for Daybreak.
I believe so, yeah.
Swerve posted on social media today just the word new in quotes. So if it is the three of them, what would you call them? Would you go the embassy?
That makes sense given Swerve's history. Nana's history. Excuse me. Nana's history in particular. I would stay away from anything with new in it. I'd stay away from anything with day in. I wouldn't even go Daybreak.
Well, what is dumbass Ricochet and Tonga Tonga and Tunga Tunga
the call demand? Themselves?
It's the same thing. Yeah. Well, what they were called before that, when they were in Ring of Honor, that tag team, what were they called?
Gates of Agony.
All right.
Yeah.
I just felt like it was too close to the
But end. Remember when Swerve had his group with Parker Boudreaux and Trench? They called themselves the Mogul Embassy.
Yeah.
So
that worked out well. Yeah. Really well.
Trench, man. What a guy. What a stud. What a stud that guy is.
Baseball player hitting dingers.
Hitting something. What dingers, I don't think.
Is it my pick yet now?
No, it's the champ's pick.
I don't know. Your little turntable and all that shit got me all thrown off.
That was you for the order of predictions for every match.
Then who matters who picks it then?
Doesn't. But we're just going in order or going, you know, giving everybody a chance.
You know what? I need to start drinking before I hang
yeah,
out
you
with
do.
You
yeah,
before you, do. You before you two. Oh.
I don't think we're too difficult to understand, Paul. But you know. All right, next up we're going the casino gauntlet match. Winner gets a guaranteed AW world title shot. So far, we know Andrade El Idolo. How you know? Because we watched the product. Is in the match. MJF's in the match. Tommaso Ciampa's in the match. Mark Davis is in the match. Chris Jericho's in the match. All the other participants to be announced. And I got to go first in this one.
Yeah.
How you know?
Because the wheel told us.
Yes.
Fucking gay wheel.
Wow.
Wow.
Just because it had multicolors on it? Wow. I'm
fucking sponsored by Myers.
No free ads. But if you want to sponsor us, Meyer, I mean, we'll take it. But this could make or break it for me. This could be why I keep the title, or this could be why I get upset. Because I don't know if this person's even going to be in the gauntlet.
Oh, jeebity Christmas.
I'm going with a participant TBA. What's Jiminy Christmas? Who do you think I'm gonna say?
No, go ahead. Go no, I just go ahead.
It's not Wardlow.
You're saying Jay Lethal.
Jay Lethal.
Absolutely not.
And Paul laughs. I laugh.
Big Boom AJ.
This is somebody that's not even in the company right now.
Oh,
I'm going with Ilya Dragunov to debut and win the gauntlet match.
How many points?
One.
Oh, you're really confident.
Eric Douglas, do we think we get Dragunov tomorrow? I do. That's why I picked him. For one, the dude can go. I think TK would love the guy. I think he wins. We have it on a random dynamite. Him and Ospreay. There we go. I just spoiled my result there. Tear that, tear the house down. There we go.
All right.
I go second.
I like.
No, you don't.
No, you go last.
Not every match you go last. Yeah, this is a wild shot. That might be one of the dumbest things I could do, but.
Hey, that's what you call a bold prediction.
Gotta be bold. That's why I got gold. Gotta be bold to win gold.
I would like to see Dragunov debut in this match. I have 2 points for my confidence pick, but it is not Dragunov.
Yeah.
It's MJF.
You think he goes back to back, huh? Oh,
God, when do I only start because, agreeing with Paul?
Only because the story they've been telling with MJF since he came back.
The world champ stuff?
If that was not there, I would not be picking him.
Could you see a world? Hey, your boy Andrade. Lethal's on Collision right now, Shep. Could you see Andrade and MJF's hatred for each other canceling each other out of the match and continuing that feud going forward? Could you guys see that?
No, I kind of agree with Paul. I got MJF going over for 2 points as well.
So you got two on this one. Okay.
That's what I said.
You and Paul got two. I got one. Okay. I'm just confirming.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I feel that the feud continues, but it just MGF brings Andrade into the main event scene even more. Like he just brings him along and it just meshes together. Do I think we get fucking Little Dragon? No. I don't think we do.
Little Dragon.
And I don't care to see him. I was not a fan of his in the Fed, and there's a reason he's not there. He's lost. Is he a great in-ring performer? Sure. Other than that, I don't think the guy can fucking speak on the mic.
Well, here's how you don't have to have him speak on the mic.
Put him in the Don Callis family like every other fucking half-wit cousins in the AEW?
No, I was going to say there is a faction that has been lacking a little bit of a dragon here recently since, you know, they took out the former dragon, and that's the Death Riders. Very similar style to...
I don't like that at all.
Shep looks very confused.
I don't like that at all. No.
He replaces Daniel Bryan. Oh, boy. I know. Wrong name.
That's the shoes he cannot fill. But
no, I don't mean like replace.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you just compare this little British spiked hair guy that we're making fun of? Did you just think he can take the shoes of goddamn Daniel Bryan? Is this real right now?
I'm not saying he fills the
Are
shoes.
You kidding me? God damn it, Paul.
Of all people, Daniel Bryan.
Of all people, you're picking him to take over for Bryan fucking Danielson.
That's
you might
right
as
there.
Well. Hey, go ahead and bring in fucking Corey Graves to take over for Jon Moxley too. Okay, bring him in off the commentary and just fucking take Moxley out of there. What are you thinking?
Yeah, this whole thing's definitely getting clipped tonight and posted tomorrow.
Shep, your wife probably is like, what is he yelling about in there?
I hope I got insulation in the barn.
Yes, sir, Nick. We yes. are giving our match predictions and confidence points for all in. If you're just now joining us. Yes.
I just
compared Ilino Dragunov to Bryan fucking Danielson.
No, I'm not saying he becomes...
Yes, you did! And he said he's going to replace him. He's going to fill his shoes and go to the Death Riders.
He's going to fill in his shoes. He goes to the Death Riders because they don't have someone with that style. That's all.
You're saying you don't have anybody with strong style in the Death Riders right now?
No.
Have you watched the Death Riders over the last 6 years? Or how many years it's been? I don't know how many years it's been. Oh, I need a drink.
Well, Paul, if your strategy was to get Shep fired up and all frazzled and off his game for picks, you just did it. So congratulations, my friend.
I guess.
Woo.
God.
I think we should let Shep pick which match goes next.
Hey, but speaking of that other comment, notice how he worded the first part. Hey, he didn't say, hey, guys.
Fellas. I don't think his contract's up till October, but I could be wrong. Okay. I could be way wrong, but that's what the dirt sheets say.
I mean, let's put him in fucking Brian Danielson's shoes as well. This guy's got red hair, big old fucking pecs. I mean, Jesus, here we go.
No, he goes to the Don Callis family.
God, stop.
Partners with Brian.
I didn't even get a show Sean Martin's comment. Nick Wayne wins. This pay-per-view will be about the rise of the next generation.
We need one of those.
Nick Wayne's match with Bandido on ROH was amazing, by the way. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I still can't believe he didn't win.
And I'm not saying that because I'm daddy balling it, right?
The kid's found something.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what you call it in baseball, daddy ball. But the kid's special, boys.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now,
the kid's special. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shep, next match.
You get to pick the next match since I just caused you to have a stroke.
Take a breather. Take a breather.
My blood pressure's back to normal.
We couldn't tell. Okay.
Good.
You know what? I'm going right into this just because Paul got me fired up. John Moxley versus Nigel McGuinness.
It's a good drink.
McGuinness?
Guinness.
Nah, I like an Irish car
bomb. I'm not a Guinness guy.
You ever had an Irish car bomb?
I have.
Those taste like chocolate milk. And you chug them, which makes it even more special.
Nick, for the gauntlet, I had Ilya Dragunov. These two guys said MJF. For the trios, we all went Swerve, Creed, and Kofi.
No, wild card entry.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Shep went wild card entry. I'm sorry.
And it better read that on the predictions on socials.
Fine. I'll do it right now. I'll freaking change his to wild card entry. All freaking caps. No, I'm not doing all caps.
I mean, because if Austin Creed gets lost in Soraya, then we...
My God.
We might have, might have somebody else.
Oh boy!
I mean, that's a town in England,
Nick,
right?
Nick, you're taking Fletcher for the gauntlet, even though he's in a different match. You never know. If the match is earlier tonight, I guess you never know.
It's aggressive.
Yeah. Moxley against Nigel.
You're up first.
I'm up. Great story with Nigel. Cool. He gets to Wembley. I can't get on board with a guy who wrestles. This is his fifth match, I think, of the year. He's a commentator first and foremost. I can't get on board with him holding gold in AEW. I don't think Mox loses this thing till the C2. Mox for 7 confident points.
Okay, can you say commentary again? Because it did not sound like you said commentary.
Commentary?
Sounded like you said con-entary.
Commentary. Com-en-terry.
Something you need to learn how to do is be calm, Paul.
I am calm, Shep. Gee, minis. Sadly, I agree with you right down to the points. I've got Moxley for 7. I don't have anything to add either.
Well, boys. This is where it might turn.
Oh, my God, you're doing it.
I'm doing it. He's on his homeland. He's back.
There's too many people on their homeland on this card. Can't have
them all in. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. This guy needs his flowers.
since he's come back in AEW and been in the ring, he's taken more L's than anything. It's time for him to go over. It's time for him to get the cheap pop, whether he loses the belt the next Wednesday on Dynamite. I have Nigel McGuinness winning for 3 points.
That's bold. That's bold. The one way I can get on board with that is if it's earlier in the night, Nigel wins, Moxley gets in the gauntlet, wins.
Yeah, but do we want Mox as world champ again? Or even in that title scene?
Assuming Will wins, it makes a lot of sense with the story they've been telling.
Mox does not need gold around his belt.
No, but you do. So, but you don't think if Ospreay beats Omega, you don't think Mox needs to be in it against him?
Oh,
at some point.
At some point, yes.
If you're putting the belt on Ospreay and you're going to give him a 10-month run, at some point in time, he's going against Mox. But he doesn't need the casino gauntlet. He doesn't need this battle royal ring. He doesn't need any of that shit. He's John fucking Moxley. He can go into the main event when he decides he wants to. 2 weeks from down the road, if he loses the belt, Ospreay's in cutting a promo, and Mox says, hey, look, I'm John fucking Moxley. I held this belt before. I want another shot at it. He can work his way in. He's John Moxley. He has that clout. That's why I don't think a loss here hurts him.
Yeah, and Nick's agreeing with you right here. And Sean Martin thinks Nigel wins. The Dogs attack Moxley and Claudio and Pac join in. Yuta Garcia and Marina try to stop it but fail. Interesting.
But I'm just saying, I like where you're going, Shep. But again, it is. It's Moxley. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah. And we do need to remember, like, the gauntlet winner can use that shot whenever. They don't have to use it the next week on Dynamite or anything. I mean, MJF
but
got his shot the next month at Forbidden Door, but and then conned member Mark Briscoe. You remember that whole thing, or conned Hangman into him not having to use it, then he cashed it in at World's End where he won the title. So.
Yeah. But other than MJF, typically the gauntlet winners on a Dynamite.
Not 2 years in a row, though, Paul. Christian Cage held it forever and then stupidly tried to at Revolution there in the Cope Mox match, and it didn't work for him. But besides that, though, Paul, you're right.
But you keep Mox where he's at to the C2. He loses in the C2. And then he comes out, you know, a week or two later. After a pay-per-view, you've got Ospreay out there going, I'm the champ. I've done it, you know.
Yeah.
Bring on your next thing. Death Riders music hits and goes, hey, you owe me.
Shots of the gauntlet winner has a year to use it. So, and Nick says, Mox was the one who theoretically helped Will get to this spot. If it wasn't for Mox, he wouldn't be here. And with the title shot, you need to give the champ 1 week notice. Also true. Yeah. Making good points. So. All right. Paul.
I'm going to jump to this one because I'm interested to get Shep's thoughts on this. So let's go TNT Championship, Kevin Knight, Darby Allin.
Falls count anywhere. This one is going to be crazy. That's for
high
sure.
Spot. Can somebody spell high spot?
Explosion.
E-A-R-B-Y. Yeah, I was about to step on my own toes there. Tanner, you get to go first.
Yeah, I was going to let you. Like, if he wants to jump ahead of me, I'll let him. I don't care.
No.
This is the one. I think I've gone back and forth more than any match on the card for this one. My brain's saying what I think's going to happen. My heart's saying what I hope happens. I hope Kevin Knight wins and they keep his momentum going. But he's already got two W's over Darby. put him on a stretcher. Darby doesn't need this title, but I think Darby wins. I have 3 confident points on Darby because I think a man named Sting shows up and helps him get the dub.
Okay, I agree with you almost all the way up to the end. It won't be Sting. It'll be his son.
Yeah.
And I've got Darby for 4 because of it. That's how you bring him up fully onto the main roster. It's how you pair him with Darby. That's how you do it.
I'm hoping, because, you know, they teased, I mean, they showed him 2 weeks ago on Dynamite, Steve Borden. I'm hoping Kevin Knight wins, tries to beat up Darby more, and Steven Borden comes in, Kevin Knight goes to beat him up, then Seek and Destroy hits. Sting comes out, makes the save. That would be the perfect way. I just have a feeling they're going to give Darby the TNT title yet again, and he doesn't need it after being a world champ.
Well, before I let Shep make his prediction here, the thing that has done it for me is this constant buzz around the fact of Kevin Knight has had so many defenses. If, you know, he beats Darby, he holds the record. If not, Darby continues to hold the record for most number of successful defenses.
Yeah.
Why are we bringing this up if we're not going to do something?
Yeah, that's a good point too, Paul. Very good point.
It's all part of the show, I know, but still.
And Nick, I don't know what Mara's status is. You know, that's been a rumor for a long time. She was going to come in. They're going to pair her with Kevin Knight. I don't know. I don't know what her status is. So that's a good question.
Hiatus.
And you guys have said it enough. I got to play it.
Whole part of the show, man.
I've been trying to get you to play it all freaking night.
I know you have. Patience.
I don't have that.
Sean Martin's going Kevin Knight. He's going against me on every pick tonight. Man.
Can I make my pick now?
I suppose.
Who are you?
Really? Really, workhorse?
Go ahead, Shep.
He's opener, Shep. Or mid-card Shep.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Because
opener to good spot, mid-card.
Yes. This one's easy. It's Kevin Knight for 6 points.
Wow.
And both of you said this, which makes me more confident, is Darby Allin doesn't need this belt. It doesn't do anything for him.
I know.
It does not do anything for him. And again, if you have some crazy ass match like we're going to have, right? Super high spots, Darby doing crazy shit, and then all of a sudden Kevin sneaks out the win with Darby doing the crazy, it doesn't hurt him. So,
it elevates Kevin huge. I agree.
Yeah. Kevin Knight for 6 points.
I can't say I hope you're right, Shep, because 6 points is a big point number and that would hurt. But like, I want Kevin Knight to win. Like, as a fan, but I just, you know, they love to pop Sting up now and then, especially in London. And I just,
and I think that's why you bring in Steven.
I went back and forth on this match a lot, so we'll see. All right, I'm up picking the match. Let's go with the women's side. I think we're all 3 going to agree on this one. I think we've agreed on this one for months. There's not a whole lot to say about it. But that's Divine Dominion, Lina Cross and Megan Bain defending their AEW Women's Tag Team titles against the Brawling Birds, Alex Wenza and Jamie Hayter on their home turf in the UK. The Brits with tits.
The Brits with...
Bleep. I got Brawling Birds for 8 confident points. I feel like they're just waiting to get here. We saw Divine Dominion squash tons of teams Never really had too many big time challengers. Just waiting to get to this point where the birds take it off of them. So probably birds for eight.
I agree because there are a few tag teams. Am I supposed to go
second? No.
No, you're third.
Every single time.
Every time you're third, you're last, just like you are in the points typically.
Yep. I'm the opener. Workhorse mid-card.
Paul, I've kicked your ass for a while. Just saying.
There's like 100 dudes in the ring on Collision right now. It's like every team in the trios except the wild card entrant. Just beating the tar out of each other.
That's what I was looking at while you were rambling on.
You like to look at 100 dudes, Paul?
No. Shep, never mind.
Sorry.
Big meaty man. Big meaty man slapping each other.
I'm sorry. You set yourself up for that, Paul.
No, I didn't. You set me up for that. Tanner set me up for that. Anyway, there are several tag teams that could eventually hold the titles, but it's not going to happen while Divine Dominion holds them. So you put it on the birds. I've got them for five.
Five.
Good job, Paul.
I like that you two are at each other's throats tonight. This is fun.
Well, I love Paul to death. He's a great guy, but I mean, he makes some dumb things, you know, dumb comments.
Daniel Bryan.
Fuck off. I got the birds as well for seven.
Seven for the birds.
What'd you say, Paul? Six?
Five.
Well, five.
Yeah, this wasn't a 6-7 moment.
Does anybody still do that? Like,
yes.
Honestly, I true question there.
Yes, and now sadly the thing is teachers are pretending to be sick, and there's talk like, you know, they wear the number seven, they're sick, so it's 6-7.
That's a fucking teacher.
It just evolved.
Sean and I finally agree. Brawling Birds win.
Hey, you know what, Sean? We're going to send this belt to Sean because he can beat the living shit out of you, Tanner.
I'm a little nervous in this one.
Is it my pick?
Sure, go right ahead.
Three matches left.
I'm gonna stick in the women's division. Let's go with Willow. I have only one hand, Nightingale.
Yep, legit broken hand.
Versus Paul, the workhorse Zartman's favorite professional wrestler, Mercedes Moné.
I'm going to shock you when we get to me. Go ahead, Tanner.
You're not going to shock anybody. Pick Mercedes, so you've done that like the last five times. She's been, I'm going to shock you. Then you pick Mercedes like that. I'm really shocked because you just put it out there to the world. I mean, it's like.
I love that Tanner called you out on that. Like, I would have been a little bit more like, hey, like raised the voice. Tanner should have raised his voice, but he might as well. He should raise his voice because after the baby comes, he can't ever do that again.
It's true.
Because if you wake that baby up, you're going to get your ass kicked. Just saying.
Yeah.
Speaking from you guys
are smart.
Yeah.
Got good advice.
Yeah.
This is another one I've gone back and forth on because.
No.
Just because of the length that Willow's had it, and the original plan was for Mercedes to be coming into All In with the title to defend it against Willow. But you got to put the gold on the CEO. It's time. Mercedes Moné for four confident points.
Holy shit. Four. That's like me going, I'm only going to have 100 calories today for eating.
I could see them.
She's got a broken fucking hand, man.
I know.
And they said today, like, they're having a CT scan or whatever you call it. To see how much he's going to protect it.
Nick even says, my brain says Moné, but it's not a foregone conclusion.
You're not gonna keep the belt on somebody that's got a broken hand.
We've seen crazier things before.
Here's the problem. Unfortunately, Willow did get injured. I am. Causing her to drop the TBS title.
And jerk for like 3 weeks.
I think she was. They rushed it to try to do this, and now you've got the hand problem. I've got Tekla for 7. No, I'm kidding.
It should be Tekla.
Reports Tekla is in London.
God damn it, she should be. Like I am pissed that she's not on this card. She carried that women's division this year without Tony and Mercedes.
She won me over towards the end.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the start, but she won me over.
That pisses me off more than anything. Yeah.
No. Pissed off than pissed on.
That's true.
Throw up Sean's comment real quick because
Sean says Willow wins, uses her cast on accident, not a heel turn though. Rematch it all out. Mercedes wins there.
Cowboy Bob Orton moment.
Mm. He's a loser, according to Cody Rhodes.
Damn, I almost want to go with that though.
Wait a minute, you already got your picks made. Just spit it out there.
I know.
He hasn't said it yet, though. He hasn't put it out, so he can technically change his mind once it's spoken. He can't.
But once you hear somebody else's speak, once you hear somebody else's speaking,
yeah. Then when Mercedes wins, we lose that. We laugh at him. See,
9 confidence points. That was the part that I said would shock you.
Okay, that got an eyebrow.
Monet.
Paul, you're finally smartening up. I'm proud of you.
No, it makes logical sense. I don't want it to, but it makes logical sense.
Hold on. I just broke my pen because of that.
And Nick said right now, WWE.
I cannot see Tanner and Paul at the top.
It's a 9.
9-4-9. I have 9. Way to go, Paul. Way to do it. That's my boy, Paul.
I legit broke my pen.
I mean,
I slammed it down and I broke my pen.
See what Mercedes does to Paul?
Yeah.
Nick says right now, I'm going to say the Fed said WWE has a women's champ who had leg surgery. He's not wrong. He's not wrong because she didn't have to vacate the title. It's stupid. That's what that is.
I thought she had eye socket problems.
Oh, Chelsea Green is the interim champ.
Yes.
I know. It's stupid. And she's back.
You know my feeling on interim.
I know. I know. It's dumb. It's dumb.
Kind of like insert city street name or insert city name street fight.
Yep. I'm just proud of you, Paul. I'm proud of you.
Insert city street fight, insert city coffee and cocaine coffee and street fight to Tony Khan.
Well, we got 2
if you're scared.
Yay!
We got 2 more matches. And these 2 are both, I think, match of the year, have match of the year candidate potential. Absolutely. For the international title. Tons of story with this one. Great build here. Kyle Fletcher defending the international title against Kinoshita Takeshita, Kazuchika Okada. All 3 at one time were members of the Don Callis family. Takeshita's not anymore. Okada and Fletcher still are, even though there's a lot of dissension in the group. At the end of the day, after tomorrow, I think there's only 1 of them left in the Don Callis family. And I think during this match, it's going to be great. I can't wait. I like all 3 of these guys. Big fan of all 3 of these guys. I think Fletcher and Okada cancel each other out. They want to make sure the other one doesn't win the title bad enough that Kinoshita Takeshita takes back his international title, which I think he only lost in the first place to go participate in the G1. I got big take for 6 confident points. And then I also have just a bonus prediction here. Okada leaves the Don Callis family. Fletcher is the last one standing for the Callis family, but he's going to be on to bigger and better things, eventually going after the world title.
Bitch.
Oh, it's me.
Go ahead, Paul. We had that little fucking wheel that, you know, makes you.
You do. You do last every time. Why are you crying?
Yeah, you're the main event, Shep. Calm down.
But I'm not changing. I already made my picks. I'm not changing them just because I'm last.
Good if you want
to. I'm not. Yeah. Sadly, that's
Bush League. I made my picks beforehand.
So
Come on, Brian. I'm between.
I've gone between all three of these men since this match has been announced.
That you need to reword. You need to reword that.
My pick has been one of all three. Take Shitta for three. Oh, big meaty man. Oh, big meaty man.
Hey, please buy the Paul Mountain Dew shirt, please, at shop.
Kickingoutshop.com.
Kickingoutshop.com. Come on, help me out. I love you. Kickingoutshop.com. Get that Mountain Dew Paul shirt, please. I mean, I mean, he did he take Takeshita?
Yeah, for three.
I took Take Shitta for three.
Take Shitta for three. Yeah. I love it.
Ed, okay, I will say now that Shep's done trying to make me sound like I'm him.
I did not make you sound like anything. It just caught me off guard. I'm sorry. On me, my bad. Hand up responsibility right there.
Until I saw Sky Blue go from a light blue and white outfit to an all red outfit, I had Fletcher on this one.
Yeah, I like that too. I saw that. That was
great. And he's in the crowd just. It was great. I had him right up until then. At that point, I went, yeah, no, he didn't even have the title on him.
I just think we get Kayfabe. We get Okada, Fletcher, at All Out.
Yeah.
This is one that Swan could decide it, boys.
Heard that once tonight.
Yeah. I circled it early before I even put points on it. I see it hurting the Don Callis family, meaning they're going to split. I got Fletcher retaining for five.
Yeah, if Takeshita doesn't win it, I think Fletcher retains. I don't see Okada winning this title again.
Yeah, it's not a belt for Okada.
He had it forever, so.
That's why I only went with 3 points on this one, because it could still be Fletcher retaining.
True.
I'm just saying.
All right. That leaves us.
There's one left.
One left. The main event of AEW's biggest show of the year. The Billy Goat himself.
Oh, Will
Ospreay. Challenging Kenny, by God, Omega. The AEW World Championship in Will Ospreay's backyard. This one got a little more interesting for me today. Ospreay shows up on one of the indie shows over in England, whereas his stablemate over in New Japan, Colum Newman, is there. He asked Colum to come down with him tomorrow, stand ringside with him. Colum wasn't sure, but now he finally agreed to do it. It's been a lot of tension between those guys in the last few months. He could screw Will over.
And no, then, you're not the biggest show of the year. You're not gonna have that. You're not having a guy that's has nothing to do with AEW come in and fuck up the finish.
But I could see him trying, not being successful, because I got Ospreay, I got 9 confident points.
Yeah.
It's too good a story. This is their one chance to do it with these two guys in this situation at Wembley. It's going to be a feel-good moment. It's Ospreay's ball to run with it for the rest of 2026.
Yep. I'm last, Paul. Go ahead, because that's fucking spinny wheel.
And don't forget, you left out the part where said indie show, Ospreay was on cleanup crew. He helped clean up after the show.
Oh. Hear that, Avery?
Hey. Don't fuck with the Fed, man.
Or was it a stab at the cleaner, Kenny Omega? He went out there to clean up saying, look, I can be the cleaner too. Regardless, I've got Ospreay, 8 points.
Eight on the goat.
We've called Ospreay winning at Wembley since he entered the Owen Hart.
Yep.
I have Ospreay for 8 as well.
Yep. I mean, Tony could pull off a shocker.
I love Tony. I love all of his coffee. I love all of his narcotics. But I don't think he will pull that right now. I think he wants the pop. He wants that Wembley Stadium to burst when Ospreay hits that turnbuckle with the belt up here. That's what he wants. Shep, so.
Shep's going all homeland people. He has all the UK people winning.
And then you have, you know, his, what, they did get married. So his wife?
Yeah, Brawling Birds.
You have her come down. They celebrate together.
Absolutely.
Mean, bigger pop.
And I can even see Nigel coming down.
Why? He's a loser.
Oh, fuck off.
Hey, you know who could come down to celebrate with him, though, don't you?
God, go ahead, Paul.
Ilya Dragunov. Buddy Matthews.
So you can find us at AEWshop.com. We're part of the Main Event Wrestling Network.
Jesus. We're not on AEWshop.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen to Shep.
Oh, my God. Don't listen to Paul. The shit that comes out of his mouth.
But that is one thing we didn't talk about. We're in London. I know it's not.
Talk about?
Calm down.
Sorry.
Calm down.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
God. You need to take a shit, man.
No, I took one this morning. It was a good one too, by the way.
So with a bunch of TBAs, other than Ilya Dragunov from Tanner and possibly myself, who could be some of these other guys? Who would you like to see in this gauntlet match?
I want to see Buddy return. I want to see Wardlow return. That's all. That's on my want list. I'm good after that.
Shep?
I don't know. I don't want to call him returns, but... Oh, fuck off.
Double J. Give me some Double J in the gauntlet.
Yeah, give me that. Hey, give me Nick Wayne.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be in it. I think he'll be in it.
Yeah, give me Nick Wayne.
Ooh, Nick says Keith Lee. That'd be fun. That'd be fun if he returned for the first time in like 2 years.
I hope that dude's healthy.
Yeah, I
really
know.
I can get behind him in a heartbeat. Give me a healthy Keith Lee.
So I saw a story, and I don't follow dirt sheets the same way you guys do.
Yeah, see, Nick thinks Colum screwing Ospreay isn't as far fetched, especially Newman was supposed to play a big role in Forbidden Door. That's the one thing that creeps in my mind. I still think Ospreay gets it done, even if Newman tries. So,
yeah,
we'll see though.
But apparently, in this hiatus away from TV, Keith Lee got divorced.
Yes, he and Mia Yim got divorced. Yeah.
So maybe that's part of the reason he's taking some time off. Maybe he's struggling with some mental health.
Could be. Hard telling. I mean, we don't know his situation. We don't know Britt Baker's situation. There's a lot of wrestlers at AEW.
I did see the report was confirmed by a guy that you follow very closely, Tanner, that she is at home. She is not in London.
Who's this guy I follow very closely?
SRS.
Okay. Well, you can put it out there. Everybody knows who Sean Rossap is if they like wrestling. He's one of the credible ones out there.
So. Shep doesn't. He doesn't know him or Chris Van Vliet.
Go ahead.
Because he's too busy going to Costco.
But that, and on the women's side, I'd love to see Kairi Sane, especially if that has something to do with Tekla somewhere on the show. I think that'd be fun.
And that's it. That's what you do. I have stopped following along. Have we gotten another match announcement for pre-show?
No, Tony on the media call was pretty set on 8 for the main card. There hasn't been anything else on the pre-show that I've seen tonight. And Tony said on the media call, we can expect a 4-hour pay-per-view. That's yes. How he has it timed. He said it can always change, but if it's 4 hours, it gets done at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that's perfect. Oh, there was a buy-in. Here we go. Nick said, Maya World versus Persephone, TBS title on the buy-in.
Okay. So there's the TBS title.
So every title's up except the national since Andrade's in the gauntlet.
Yeah, well.
That's fine. I like it. Your biggest show, have all your titles. I like it.
And maybe what you do is buy-in because, I mean, it's at 11 o'clock.
Oh, they got Steve Borden's on Collision right now about to get beat up by the Callis family.
Ooh. And then Darby will come down and say
that's what they're trying to do. But he's circled by the whole family. Dude, I like how he's getting TV time already on Dynamite.
I like it. But that's what you do with the buy-in. I mean, it's at 11 o'clock. Main card starts at 1. We've already talked how the trios whatever should
go
down. You now have the TBS title. So you still have a spot for at least one more buy-in match.
Or just a segment. It doesn't even have to be a match, you know?
Well, here's what I'm saying. We have reports that Tekla is in London.
Right.
You put her on there. You have her come out, cut a promo that says, I am so sick of this. Stardom screwed me because they didn't think I was good. AEW is doing the same damn thing to me because they can't handle how good Tekla is. So I'm saying, screw it. I'm hijacking the show. Open challenge right now. Kairi Sane comes out.
Yeah.
There's your buy-in debut.
Book it, Tony.
I got the pencil because my pen broke. No. So I got the pencil.
Shep says no.
No. It's too much. Too much.
Now, Paul was the one saying a few weeks ago, don't do too many returns, debuts. He did say that.
You do too. Buy-in, Kairi Sane with Tekla. And then Kofi and Creed.
So you're not saying Ilya now.
Okay, and Ilya. I'll give you Ilya and Buddy. Wow. There, 4.
Hey, somebody's got to replace the fucking, Death Riders, you know.
Yes, we need a new Death Rider.
Somebody's got to fill Brian Danielson's shoes.
Death Riders are gone. We have an Ilya dragging off by himself. Death Riders are gone. See you later. We call him the dragging off. Field left, right. Who gives a shit? Come on.
Ooh, but Nick thinks we get a Storm return because who killed or tried to kill Toni Storm? That would be great. I still think she's off TV till 2027.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't been 9 months yet.
And Sean Martin said London has a curfew. Every minute gone over is a significant fine.
That is true. So he will have to try to keep it as close to that
4 hours
time frame as possible.
I mean, with the 2-hour buy-in, I mean, that's 6 hours still. So that's plenty.
Exactly. And that's why you go ahead and you go with a debut on, or even if it's a one-off on the buy-in.
Shep, I think you're so screwed now that the Callis family laid out Borden on Collision. I think this leads even more to Darby winning with Sting getting involved. I think you're screwed there.
So it's down to you and me.
Yep. All right, let's go over the picks one more time real quick. I have Swerve, Kofi, and Creed for 2, the Young Bucks for 5, Ilya Dragunov for 1, Rolling Birds for 8, Darby Allin for 3, John Moxley for 7, Kinosuke Takeshita for 6, Mercedes Moné for 4, Will Ospreay for 9. Paul has Swerve, Kofi, and Creed for 1, Young Bucks for 6, MJF for 2, Brawling Birds for 5, Darby Allin for 4, John Moxley for 7, Takeshita for 3, Moné for 9, Ospreay for 8. So we only disagreed on the gauntlet, Paul. Great.
Yeah.
That makes me feel fantastic. Shep has the wild card entrant for 1, the Young Bucks for 4, MJF for 2, Brawling Birds for 7, Kevin Knight for 6, Nigel McGuinness for 3, Kyle Fletcher for 5, Mercedes Moné for 9, and Will Ospreay for 8. So Shep disagrees with Paul and I quite a bit.
So here's what's going to happen. It's either going to come down to you and I, or Shep's going to run away with this thing.
Yep. Hey, Shep, none of us are getting screwed by women's matches because we all agreed.
Well, we could still get screwed by women's matches and get it completely wrong, and somehow Willow picks up the victory.
That would hurt you guys a lot more than me. I might have to root for Willow. I have 4 points. You both have 9.
Because it's Mercedes Moné. There, you happy? I got excited for it.
And Sean said Tony would pay for it if he has to, but I don't think he wants to. As far as like
an agreed.
Overrun. So. Any final thoughts? Paul, did you have something else you wanted to run by Shep and I real quick before we closed? You said you were working on something?
Oh, no, it's something that'll hit social media.
Oh, gotcha.
So be paying attention to our social media this week. I'm hoping to have what I'm working on put together. It'll be a fun little game that everybody can throw their 2 cents in.
There we go. Shep, any final thoughts?
2 cents. Just throw your 2 cents in. Come on. It's ball. I love the picks. I can't wait till you have to deliver that belt towards me.
Not happening, but okay.
Oh, it's in writing. But appreciate you fellas. I appreciate the Main Event Wrestling Network, which we are on. I appreciate the Keegan Out podcast. All that shit. Let's go. Buy our merch.
Shep, you want me to wrap this thing this week?
Yeah, because I always fuck it up. Let's be honest. I always fuck it up. I get the websites wrong. All I know is we're on the Main Event Wrestling Network. We're the only AEW podcast on the Main Event Wrestling Network. So, you know, listen to us.
Have a good night, Sean. Thanks for commenting, my friend. Enjoy all in as well.
Everybody in the chat, appreciate y'all.
Yep. Nick, Sean.
Really do.
Yep.
We always enjoy the comments. It helps us out. Helps
Eric Douglas, Isaac. Yep.
Helps us stay relevant.
There you go.
But with that, to all those listening live, thank you very much. To all those listening afterwards, thank you for listening wherever you listen to the Kicking Out podcast. And be sure to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP.
Hit us with that Dave Meltzer 5-star.
That's a 10-star.
Dave
gave us a 10. We're that good. Can't argue with Dave. Be sure to follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Yeah, see, look at that. There he is giving us a 10-star review right there. Follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. Be sure to head over to kickingoutshop.com. It's your place to get some great merchandise. And you can buy that that cool Mountain Dew Paul shirt that you can see there in my little window there. Or you can buy that mug. You can buy a Main Event shirt there. That's a mouthful sometimes. And be sure to follow all of us on social media.
That's what she said.
Shep shirt. Shep shirt is a mouthful. Shep shirt. Jesus.
Paul's having a bad night.
Fuck this. I'm done. I'm not coming back. I'm taking the title tomorrow night, and I'm never coming back to this damn thing.
That's why you call Mountain Dew Paul and Pepsi Phil.
Oh, Be sure to follow Austin Shepherd at the Shep 27. Be sure to follow that loser, Tanner Lee. I was going to be nice to him, but he's a loser now. At Tanner Lee 92. And be sure to follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Austin Shepherd and Tanner Lee, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next time as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!